This is Earth and Sky. Our sun is a star.
And there are billions of other stars in our Milky Way galaxy. These are the same stars we see at night when we look in a clear, dark sky. Over the scale of many human lifetimes, these stars look as if they're standing still, but they're really moving. All stars in our Milky Way galaxy are moving in orbit around the galaxy's center.
Rosemary Weiss is an astronomer at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. She studies a component of the motion of stars called their radial velocity. That's just their motion toward us or away from us.
So although we're sitting orbiting the sun, and we're going around with the sun around the galactic center, there are all these other stars that are on very high velocity, we call them, orbits with respect to the sun.
These high-velocity stars, as Weiss calls them, tend not to reside in the disk of the galaxy as our sun does. Instead, they're found in what astronomers call the halo of the galaxy, a huge cloud of stars surrounding the galactic center. Though speedy relative to the sun and other disk stars, these halo stars aren't going fast enough to escape the gravity of the Milky Way.
Weiss told Earth and Sky that her work is to clock the speed of high-velocity stars. She hopes to use these measurements to find out just how much the Milky Way galaxy weighs. Our thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.